Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve and chatting with Flying Squirrels outfielder Chris Shaw. How are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You've had a good couple of days. Got the bat really rolling as we were finishing up the last homestand, but things got to Redding, and now the power's starting to come in. You've had a couple of home runs over the last couple of games, and they've not been cheap. How have you felt about those shots that you've hit?
I feel good. I mean, anytime you can square up a ball and, you know, kind of let it fly like those ones, they feel really good. And, you know, even more than that, I just kind of like the fact that it's starting to be applied to, you know, what my approach is right now. And that's, you know, I'm just trying to be super stubborn about what I'm swinging at and, you know, essentially staying in a zone until I get the two strikes, until I have to go protect. So, you know, when I can take that approach and see the power numbers still there, it's really encouraging.
Last night, the one that you hit, you know, where they have us situated here, the ballpark, we can't really see part of the field, so I don't know where that ended up. You're a nice, respectful player. You put your head down and run the bases. You didn't stop and stare at it, but did you see where it ended up?
I did. It hit the top of the Pepsi sign up there, so.
Oh, yeah, so it did almost make it all the way out of the stadium.
Yep.
That's to feel pretty good after the team as a whole not really having a whole lot of power through the first couple of weeks of the season, and now seeing, you know, you had the shot last night.
Yeah.
Howard had one, and then Miller having one the other day, Reading to start seeing some balls land on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because we, a bunch of guys were talking about, I think we were something like one of four teams in minor league baseball that didn't have a home run. And, you know, before the season started, I told a lot of the younger guys, because, you know, this is my third time through in Richmond, it's like, guys, forget about hitting home runs at home. It's not going to be part of our approach. It's going to just, you know, basically take us out of our element, and it's going to put us in a spot where we're not going to be able to be successful in the box. When you're playing in a place like Richmond, you got to just go gap to gap, and you just got to work counts. And then, you know, we hit the road, we go to Reading, and we go to Hartford. So that's where we can kind of, you know, choose our spots and let it fly. But, you know, it's part of a part of what I love about the diamond so much, that it forces you to be a complete hitter and kind of locks you back in. So
for you, having been here a couple of different years, and a lot of these guys on this team haven't, they're coming from the California League where home runs fly pretty easily out there. How much do you see guys in the years that you've been here, or did you have a little bit of an adjustment your first run with the Flying Squirrels where you're thinking, like, you know, I'm going to try to drive the ball to the ballpark? How do you see that take place on the field with some of the new guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember when I first came up in a midway through 16, I came from the Cal League. I think I'd had, 18 home runs in the first half or whatever. And, you know, it's an extremely friendly hitter environment that entire league. But coming to Richmond, it takes some time to honestly just swallow your pride and just understand that this isn't the type of place where you can just swing out of your shoes. You have to have a plan. You have to have an approach, and you got to stick with it, and you got to be stubborn to it. So I've been really impressed with a lot of the younger guys that have been here so far as just, you know, getting in that box and just marrying a plan and sticking to it and not trying to get big, which is what essentially we have to do.
Some life accomplishments last year checked off for you for sure. And then this year, maybe you didn't expect to be here in Richmond, but you seem to be handling it, you know, very well from the way that you're being around everybody.
Right.
And how do you take the situation with you having to start this year in Double A and make that advantageous for yourself and for everybody who's in this clubhouse around you?
Right. Obviously, it was a shock when I got the news that I was coming back to Richmond. You know, never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined it. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in the fact that if you're going to be a guy who goes out and sulks and, you know, pouts and is going to be the old salty guy, you're never going to get out of that situation you're currently in. All right, and I got a really good group of guys here. A lot of guys that, you know, I've been playing with for a long time. You know, maybe not the past couple of years or so, but guys that I've known for a long time. And to be honest, this is some of the most fun I've had playing baseball in a long time, guys. You know, the further you move up, the more it kind of becomes like an, you know, about me type game. And, you know, for the first time in a long time, I just feel like everybody is just like really pulling for each other, wants the other guy to do well, and it's just like a fun team atmosphere. We all hang out, you know, after the games together. We go out, we all do, you know, do our thing, you know, go have some fun or whatever. But it's just been a blast, and you know, I try to be as positive as possible about most things in life, and you know, I'm just trying to be as happy as possible here.
Is that something that when you get back to the big leagues, mm-hmm. which we all hope is sooner rather than later, but does it give you a little bit more appreciation trying to get back to that stage once you got there and it not being that long ago?
Yeah, no, I mean, 2019's been just as short a time as it's been so far. There's been a lot that's gone on in my life, you know, non-baseball related as well. I've kind of got my ass kicked, but it really gives you perspective on, you know, the important things in life and, you know, focusing on what you can control, right? I can control coming to the ballpark every day, you know, working hard, being a good teammate, and I can appreciate the things I have, like good teammates, great family, support system, great coaching staff, and, you know, people in my corner everywhere I go. So, you know, when I step back and, you know, those are the things I can look at, it kind of brings it full circle. And, you know, when I ultimately do get back to the big leagues, I think I will have a greater appreciation for everything I've gone through.
We're enjoying getting to see you back in a Richmond uniform, but we all, of course, hope that your stay here is short and that you're back up to the next level here shortly. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. This is the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. More coming up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.